So thanks for coming today. My name's Kia. The title of my project is Living with Cancer and Other Chronic Conditions, Patients' Perceptions of Their Healthcare Experience. So this project was under the supervision of Dr. Carmen Loisel, who's the Director of Oncology and Nursing here at McGill and is a senior investigator at the Jewish General Hospital, as well as Faye Strohschein, who's a nurse in geriatric oncology at the Jewish General, as well as doing her PhD in psychosocial oncology here at McGill. So a little bit of background to our study. The number of adults, older adults, living with cancer and other chronic conditions, also known as comorbidities, is steadily growing. So recent statistics have shown that up to 85% of individuals with cancer over the age of 65 are living with one or more chronic conditions. So the interaction between cancer and the chronic condition can be quite complex, which results in challenging healthcare situations and experiences for both patients as well as healthcare providers. So, for example, comorbidities have been shown to negatively impact the cancer trajectory at every stage, including diagnosis, prognosis, treatment, and survival. And having concurrent illness also increases the complexity of healthcare needs for these patients, possibly impacting many different areas, including physical, psychosocial, as well as coordination and continuity of care. So another challenge these patients face is in navigating the healthcare system. So they're often having to see multiple clinicians at multiple care sites throughout cancer diagnosis and treatment alone, at the same time as having to manage their other chronic conditions. So there are no qualitative studies that have been done looking at the experiences of patients with cancer and comorbidity specifically, but quantitative studies do indicate that they are experiencing gaps in care and unmet needs. For example, one study looking at older patients with cancer and comorbid diabetes reported significantly lower health-related quality of life compared to patients living with either condition alone. And this study also found that the increased amount numbers of chronic conditions along with cancer was correlated with lower health-related quality of life. Another study showed that patients with multiple chronic conditions were at greater risk for poor coordination of care, poor care management, and poor overall quality of care. So these findings suggest that more qualitative studies need to be done to better understand these patients' experience in order to improve quality of care and support for these patients. So that was the aim of our qualitative study. Our research question was, what are the experiences of adults with cancer and comorbidities treated at an ambulatory cancer care center? And a secondary question from that is, what are their experiences with regards to interactions with the healthcare system? So our methods we chose a qualitative descriptive design to get an in-depth experience of the patient from the patient's perspective. Participants were recruited at the Siegel Cancer Center, which is an ambulatory cancer care center at the Jewish General Hospital. So for data collection, we did one-on-one, face-to-face, semi-structured interviews lasting between 40 and 90 minutes. These interviews were audio recorded, transcribed verbatim, and thematic analysis was used for the data analysis. So a little bit on our recruitment and sampling. We used purposive sampling. I won't read out all the inclusion and exclusion criteria, but we were looking for participants 50 years or older who had been diagnosed with cancer and at least one other comorbidity who were currently being treated at the Siegel Cancer Center and had undergone active treatment within the last 12 months. So a little bit on our participants. We interviewed 10 participants between the ages of 52 and 79, 5 female and 5 male. These participants had a range of cancer diagnoses, the most common being colorectal, followed by breast and B-cell lymphoma. And they had from 1 to 3 other chronic conditions, or what we call participant-identified health concerns, which they saw as impacting their care. And the most common was hypertension and high cholesterol, followed by diabetes. So And getting into the findings, we noticed a number of different themes upon analysis of the data. The first one that we found in affecting the patient's experience in general was what we call the fine balance between the cancer treatment and the comorbidity. So what we observed was that specific chronic conditions, namely diabetes and being on the blood thinner Coumadin, were impacted by the cancer treatment. And this caused a lot of challenges for these patients in managing this impact, and this seemed to cause a lot of stress and create new challenges, including financial challenges, during an already difficult time for these patients. So we saw this as sort of tipping things towards an instability and a disequilibrium for these patients. One patient said, now everything is upside down because of the chemotherapy, referring to the management of his other chronic conditions. On the other hand, the other participants who did not report that their chronic condition was impacted reported more of a harmonious balance, where they were able to focus more on the cancer treatment, which became their priority. And they reported, in general, more positive experiences. So one patient said, I take my other medications like I have to, but I don't focus on that much because the cancer supersedes it all. So in looking at the patients who experienced tipping towards a disequilibrium, what we noticed was that they seemed to be looking for support in this case and were perceiving gaps in care and unmet needs in doing so. So two main themes we identified were not feeling known to the healthcare team and not feeling heard. So not feeling known included things like not feeling like healthcare providers had read their charts beforehand and had all the information they needed, or what was the other thing? Did not have a good understanding of their overall medical picture. Not feeling heard related to feeling that healthcare professionals didn't have the time to listen to or acknowledge all of their needs or concerns, that cancer treatment decisions weren't always explained clearly and thoroughly. And another interesting aspect of this theme we noticed was participants reported feeling that their own knowledge and expertise of self was not being recognized or heard. So, on the other hand, this is also consistent with previous studies that have been done. So qualitative studies that have looked at elderly patients with multiple comorbidities and looked at processes of care that they desired specifically found that they did report they desired clear communication with healthcare providers and desiring that they would listen and acknowledge their needs. And in another study, again looking at patients with multiple comorbidities, they reported often feeling that healthcare providers were overlooking or ignoring their concerns. So these are similar findings. On the other hand, those patients that reported a more balanced, harmonious experience with their chronic condition and cancer, they describe experiencing and appreciating more of a holistic, personalized, caring approach. So this related to feeling that healthcare providers did a really good job of addressing a variety of their concerns, that they felt that they really tried to get to know the participants and even would provide information in a personalized manner. For example, the oncologist gets to know his patients and knows how much to give you, just the amount of information that you can handle. They also describe feeling that their healthcare providers did have a good overview of their medical picture and describe feeling really supported, secure, and comfortable. So this is this finding, this holistic personalized caring approach, is consistent with a person-centered approach, which focuses on the individuality of patients and encompasses a wide range of their concerns. And research on taking a more person-centered care approach does show that it correlates with higher levels of perceived quality of care, increased patient satisfaction, and increased patient sense of control due to this increasing their involvement in their care. So, and finally, two other themes that stood out to us was identifying the nurse pivot as an essential element of quality care. So this was interesting, and participants from both groups identified this, and it really stood out to us from the passion and strength of language that was used by participants. So the nurse pivot was identified as a critical resource in emotional support, providing information, providing better continuity of care, and facilitating communication. So other studies that have looked at the role of an oncology nursing navigator, which is a similar role in terms of how it impacted oncology patients' experience, have found that similar findings in terms of helping patients manage their symptoms and other conditions, reducing patients' cancer-related distress, and increasing their satisfaction and overall quality of life. So, some quotes that sort of stood out: it's a savior to have a system like that. And for example, she knows everything, she's there for everything. So patients felt really strongly about this. And lastly, one suggestion that patients had to address their concerns, and this involved participants from both groups, was being included in a multidisciplinary meeting. So we noticed this desire to really get the team together, get everyone in one room, and really have that time with the healthcare providers in order to be able to really express the participants' own individual unique concerns and improve that communication. So in trying to put this all together, what we observe is that in terms of their experience, patients experience this fine balance between managing their chronic conditions and the cancer. When the chronic condition is impacted, they seem to go towards this disequilibrium where they're kind of reaching out for more support and they're perceiving gaps in care and unmet needs in doing so. On the other hand, if it's not impacted, they report this harmonious balance where they experience a more holistic, personalized caring approach. So we identify that overall patients with cancer and comorbidities really value feeling known and heard to the healthcare team. The nurse pivot is a really important player in meeting these needs. And being included in multidisciplinary meetings is one suggestion that could also kind of help bridge these gaps. So for our discussion, our main finding of valuing feeling known and heard by the healthcare team identifies two specific aspects of person-centered care that are especially important and valued by patients with cancer and comorbidities. And it also suggests to us that there's an increased need for these two aspects of person-centered care when the management of the chronic condition becomes a little more complex, maybe due to the challenges that these patients are facing. It also identifies specific aspects of the nurse pivot role that's highly valued by patients with cancer and comorbidities. So in terms of implications for practice, this suggests that patients with cancer and comorbidities are experiencing some gaps in terms of person-centered care. And so looking at a more comprehensive nursing approach that emphasizes person-centered care could help address these needs. These findings also provide further evidence for the immense value of the nurse pivot role in providing better care, quality of care for cancer patients, and so it provides support that this role should continue to be developed in order to improve quality of care, especially when care becomes more complex with comorbidities. One suggestion we have is the nurse pivot in kind of meeting that suggestion of being involved in multidisciplinary meetings could make it a standard of care to explicitly inform patients and families that multidisciplinary meetings is an available option to them. They often set up family meetings in complex situations, and so this could become more of a standardized thing that it's offered and kind of give the control to patients and families. So some limitations. We were a little limited by research time constraints, and this meant that for the group that their chronic conditions were impacted, it was much smaller, only 3 patients, than those whose chronic conditions was not impacted. So these the themes that were identified may not have been fully saturated, and we feel if we'd had more time, it would have been nice to recruit 2 or 3 more patients in this group to really solidify themes and add more depth to the findings. Another important thing to mention is that all these participants were recruited through their nurse pivot, which likely reflects the strength of this relationship and the trust in their willingness to participate. And so it's something to keep in mind, and that these findings may not be as transferable to patients who wouldn't necessarily seek out or value this connection. In terms of future directions, these findings, obviously we didn't include patients with just cancer and not managing the chronic conditions as well. So that would be something interesting to maybe compare in future studies. So I would just like to acknowledge my supervisors, Dr. Carmen Lozell and Faye Stroschein, for all their wonderful guidance and support, as well as our teachers, Dr. Arnett and Dr. Purden, the participants who gave so much time and energy, which was great, and all the people at the Jewish General and the nurse pivots who helped me with recruitment. Thank you. No. What's that? Oh, yes. So the question is, The group that had their chronic conditions impacted was very small, but in going back to the sociodemographic data, was there anything else that really jumped out at me? And not really. Other data that was gathered, I didn't see any really gender differences or in terms of like number of healthcare visits per month. That was another thing I asked about, and I didn't see much of a variation there. So nothing major, but I definitely could go back and look at it. So I think it was just, the question was, how did the nurse PIVO specifically address and help them with the chronic condition? So nothing specifically jumps to mind, but these sort of phrases of she knows everything, she knew everyone, she could talk to everyone. And so I really got a feeling that when they were feeling this instability and kind of vulnerability, they were so thankful to have this person that could facilitate this communication that was probably very challenging at that time. Certainly in terms of side effects and things like that, patients would mention, you know, I could call her, they would say 24/7, and she will call me back. And so there was a just amazing trust there and valuing having this person that they could always contact when they were having scary side effects. And sometimes that did involve the chronic condition and just getting that information. So I think sometimes they felt that they needed more information on this, and they talk about her as a great resource for that. Thank you.